This is Anne-Marie Panarinkin, Culture OC's food columnist. You can follow me online at cultureoc.org. When I want the best in food and dining news outside of Orange County, of course, I tune in to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the Easter holiday weekend version of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball, and it is opening weekend on the road for the Halos there in Baltimore. Pregame follows us at 12:30 with Terry Smith looking to even the series with the Halos. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and remember, you can also catch us on the AM 830 Angels app. Do appreciate you being out there, particularly giving us some time this holiday weekend. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. A big getaway destination for the Easter weekend is, of course, Las Vegas. And we have not talked with our Las Vegas dining authority, and Al Mancini knows a lot more than just what's going on in food and beverage in Las Vegas. So perfect time to get him back on the show. He is a busy guy, got a couple new projects, and is also going to update us on some happenings in Las Vegas, some new restaurants, and all kinds of good things. And with that as background, it is a pleasure to welcome food and entertainment journalist Al Mancini back to the show, also the creator of the Neon Feast app. Al, good morning and happy holiday weekend to you.
Good morning and happy holiday weekend to you and to hopefully a lot of your listeners who are driving out to Las Vegas to have a little fun this weekend.
Al, you know they are. Now, with Easter Sunday being tomorrow, I'm going to kind of put you on the spot. I have a hunch that there is a brunch opportunity in store for you and Sue. Is it fair to ask where you might be going?
Yeah, you know, I was torn between a couple of good events. There's a great series going on at the top of the circuit at Legacy Club. Derek Stevens' daughter does a week, you know, series about once a month where she does crazy parties, and they're doing a high tea for Easter. And I really wanted to go there because I had just been to their 90s throwback party, and I judged a costume contest. It was a lot of fun. But because I had just been there, I tilted my way to we're going to go to DW Bistro in the suburbs. It's going to be a gospel brunch. Sky D. Miles is going to be performing, who's a great performer who performs on and off the strip. So I'm going to that one at DW Bistro off strip.
Al, sounds like a great program in terms of what you have on the menu. Now, congratulations are in order because I think you have just passed the 2-year anniversary for the Neon Feast app. Do I have my timing right? Was it January?
Yes, it was late February, actually, that we passed 2 months, or 2 years, excuse me. And, yeah, really, really exciting. You know, we're up to the point where about 35,000 people a month are coming to Neon Feast to find a place to dine in Las Vegas. We're always updating our list of recommendations. I'm always reaching out to pros and experts and journalists and, you know, just asking them where they send their friends and family in all kinds of categories. We've been adding some new categories. We have some other new categories coming. You know, we now have a comfort food category. We now have a Pan-Asian category. Just little tweaks here and there. And also, for people that really want to dive deep into the off-strip scene, we have a off-strip pioneers or off-strip institutions category where you could go see the real OGs. But, of course, we cover every off-strip neighborhood as well as the strip. So, you know, if you want to go and check out the Arts District or something like that, you know, we have a list of 13 places you just need to visit in the Arts District. They're all recommended by, you know, serious foodies. Same thing if you want Italian or, you know, steak or whatever.
Al, it just gets bigger and better. And again, to remind our audience that might not be familiar with the Neon Feast, there's no pay for play here. These are all legitimate recommendations from people who dine out often and are connected to the business, either journalists, chefs, or restaurateurs themselves, or, you know, legitimate influencers, because we have to be careful about that influencers category, Al. It can mean a lot of different things.
Yeah, you know, well, look, there are some food influencers who are primarily fantastic photographers or video editors, And I love them for what they do. I want to make something look good. I would hire them. And then there are other influencers who are the same, you know, who are like you and me, who really love to talk to the chefs, who love to dig into the minutia, who love to find out, you know, the secrets about the restaurants. And those are the ones that I survey, just because we're not about pictures. We're about taste on Neon Feast. And, yes, there's no pay-to-play. You can only be on here if, you know, we curate the list from people's recommendations. So if others recommend you and I trust you, then you end up on the app. And, you know, you can, once they're on there, they can activate special features, including a photo gallery, which we're having a lot of fun with, a new contest that has to do with the photo gallery. But, you know, that's how we make our money, if people want to know. That, you know, once you have been voted onto the list, you can then activate these extra features within your app, but you cannot buy your way onto the list. And it, you know, the first year, a lot of people tried, but they understand that now.
Well, you know, Al, as you well understand, coming from New York, you know, Vegas is its own place, and certain things happen there that don't happen elsewhere. You know, it's it definitely is a learning experience. But in as many years as I've known you, regardless of where you were or who you were writing for, you know, Al Mancini has integrity, and you know, a little something here, a little something there. You're not interested because, what, 20 years you've been in Vegas now, Al? It doesn't seem that long.
Yeah, I've been writing in Vegas since 2001. And, you know, the thing is, I came out here working for a major news organization. I was with ABC News Radio. They moved me out here to cover entertainment. So I came in with that level, you know, and, you know, that level of journalistic ethics that I was trying to live up to, right? Basically, just professionalism at the end of the day. You know, say what you want to say about the press, but when you work for a major news organization, certain level of professionalism, right? So, yeah, that whole pay-to-play thing, it was never natural to me. I didn't come up through that system. I came through a journalism system. So, you know, it's important to me that we maintain integrity. It's also important to me that people know that when I recommend a place, if they know me, they should know that whether they agree with my taste, but they know I'm not just doing it because somebody, you know, paid me to recommend a restaurant. I have no interest in doing that, you know. I mean, your name only counts as long as people are still getting good advice from you, and I'm trying to give the best advice that I possibly can so people keep trusting me. It's a two-way street on trust, you know. You have to give back to people if they put their trust in you on where they're going to eat, which is such an important part of any vacation or just a weekend out or whatever you're doing. I mean, where you eat can make or break it, man. And I take that very seriously, that people are trusting me to make that decision.
Al, hear, hear. Now, something that's really fun that you just dropped the hint on, but now is the time to get into the detail. To celebrate your second year anniversary, you have this wonderful photo sweepstakes contest that's going on. First, Al, let's tease them what the two possible prizes are, because for a foodie, you know, one of your prizes is something that is over the moon and a super exclusive, very, very special dining experience. So, Al, take it away.
Yeah, I wanted to make this good. If you're going to run a contest, the prize has to be good. So our monthly prizes, by the way, are great on their own. They're $300 gift certificates for lip-smacking foodie tours. We give one of those away every month. And that's a great company. Amazingly, I just saw Donald, who runs it, leading a tour when I was at a Resorts World a couple weeks ago. Like, so, you know, he's the president of the company, and he's out there on his own, you know, sharing his knowledge with people. Now, you won't always get him, but it's always a great company. So giving away their gift certificates, I'm very happy to do. But the grand prize that we'll be drawing on June 30th is the ultimate Vegas dinner, in my opinion, a degustation menu, which is the full tasting at Joël Robuchon. Joël Robuchon is the only restaurant in Las Vegas to ever receive 3 Michelin stars during the brief couple years that Michelin was here in Las Vegas. It is elegance at its absolute finest. It's usually around 16 or so courses if you do this degustation menu. We're going to pay for the full menu for 2 people. We're going to pay for a wine pairing for each person, the Village wine pairing. So between that right there, the dinner and the wine pairing, that's $1,500 for 2 people. And we are going to pay the restaurant tax for you, and I'm even going to throw 20% on that as a tip. and we're going to make sure the staff gets taken care of. So you don't have to worry about anything except getting ready to enjoy one of the ultimate dining experiences.
Now, Al, now that we have the audience's full attention, what does a listener need to do to be eligible to be in this promotion?
Well, as I told you, one of the things we offer the restaurants once they're voted onto this list is they can activate some premium features on their listing. And one of those is a photo gallery. They put their own photos up. And we always thought it would be fun for people to be able to upload pictures to that gallery. That feature wasn't getting a lot of use. We really wanted to encourage people to use it. So here's all you need to do. You need to first come to the Neon Feast homepage on either the app or the website. Right up at the top, you'll see a link. It'll say photo contest, photo sweepstakes, photo upload sweepstakes. There will be a picture of Robuchon. Click that, and you'll come to a list of about 90 restaurants that are participating in this contest. There are about 500 to 600 on the app. There are 90 that are participating, and that's because they've all activated this photo feature. They're on the strip. They're off the strip. They range from pizza places to fine dining extravaganzas like Robuchon itself. Go to one of those restaurants. Take a picture. You take a picture of either an item of food, of a beverage, or, because this is no purchase necessary, just yourself standing in front of their sign, right in front of it, where I can see that the sign's there and you're there, upload that to their photo gallery. Not every photo is going to end up on the gallery. You might not be a great photographer. They may not want your picture there, but they'll look at it, they'll decide. But you're going to be entered either way. You can enter once per day per email address. You can also only enter once from each particular restaurant over the course of a calendar month, because I don't want you going in and loading up and getting 30 pictures and then posting them one per day. So those are basically the rules. There is also a mail-in way that you can enter. So I would send you over to neonfeast.com/contest for that if you want to learn how to do mail-in entries. But seriously, I think the most fun way is to come out, explore these restaurants, have some fun uploading some photos, and then you may just win one of the ultimate dining experiences. Andy, I got to tell you, I've eaten at Robuchon a couple times in my life. They've been kind enough to invite me in. And that's a restaurant that I still have. You know, to me, it's every 3, 4, 5 years that I could afford to break open the cookie jar, the piggy bank, and, have the money to do that. Because even as a foodie, that's just not something we do all the time.
Yeah, so no kidding.
I think this is just one of the ultimate experiences that you could have as a foodie.
All right, Al, we're going to take a short pause here. We are speaking with food and entertainment journalist based in Las Vegas, Al Mancini. He is the creator of the Neon Feast. When we come back, we're actually going to talk about some restaurants in Las Vegas. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Eats. Please stay with us.